Carroll Broadcasting presents High School Basketball.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome up here to beautiful Gretinger, Iowa. Jeff Blankman with you here this afternoon on Kick 106.7. We get ready for a ESAC basketball doubleheaders. The Raiders at GTRA. You're listening to the Mackey Motors tailgate, which is, of course, brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City. They are the recipient of the GM Markham Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. You can also check them out online at MackeyMotors.com. The ESAC girls coming in under head coach Dash Dietrich. They are 8-9 on the season, but 5-4 right now in the Twin Lakes Conference. They are 3-2 in their last five games. They fell last night to Sioux Central, 60-52. Prior to that, they had won two in a row, beating Manson Northwest Webster 72-43, knocked off Altaria 39-23. Lost to Maple Valley Antinoto Charter Oak 58-38, and beat West Bend Mallard 44-28. They'll be at Pocahontas coming up on Tuesday. For GTRA, under head coach Lucas Huff, they are having an outstanding season. This is a young ball club as well. They are 17-1 on the year, 8-1 right now in the Twin Lakes Conference. They're ranked at number 10 in the state of Iowa, and they have won 15 straight games. Last night, they knocked off Southeast Valley 79-19. They would beat Storm Lake St. Mary's prior to that, 76-18. Knocked off West Bend Mallard 61-30. Got by Western Christian 71-42 and defeated as well Altaria 60-29. They've got a big matchup coming up with Newell Fonda coming up this coming Tuesday. And, of course, Newell Fonda currently ranked number one in Class 1A. We'll step away, take a break. We're back with more of our Mackey Motors tailgate as we come to you live from the Gatorade broadcast booth distributed by Pepsi Beverages. Gatorade helping athletes feel, recover, and perform.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Tonight's game is brought to you by Corn Belt Telephone, keeping our teams connected since 1961. They don't just connect your internet, they connect our whole community. Corn Belt is right there on the sidelines with you, and they're way more than just your telecommunications provider. They're your neighbor, living, cheering, and growing alongside you game after game. So when you see Corn Belt Telephone's logo or hear their name on the air, know it's your community talking. Because at Corn Belt Telephone, connection is more than just service. It's commitment.
Recover, restore, and perform at your best with Stewart Memorial's physical therapy team. Our skilled therapists provide personalized care using advanced techniques, including pelvic health, lymphedema management, dry needling, vertigo treatment, radial pulse therapy, and neurorehabilitation. Whatever your goal, our team is here to help you reach it. Learn more at stewartmemorial.org.
Choose excellence. Choose Stewart Memorial Community.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Burkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Nothing better exemplifies teamwork than the hard work and dedication of our local area student-athletes. The same can be said of the team at Domino Motors in Sac City. Whether it's pre-owned or new, parts or service, Domino Motors has the expertise you don't just need, but deserve. To see their full line or view their weekly ad, check their website. Domino Motors, Sac City's ideal Chevy dealer and proud supporter of the East Sac Raiders.
Take a minute and think about your bank. Who's the first person you think of? That person who knows you and you trust to help you just the way you need it. At Bank Midwest, that's the kind of relationship we have with our customers. Because when it comes to your money, technology is great, but someone you can really talk to is indispensable. If that's what you want in a bank, we're your bank. Bank Mid who? Bank Midwest, the one with the just right banker for you. Member FDIC.
Mackey Motors tailgate rolling on here on Kick 106.7 KIKD Lake City. Carol Chaplin good with you again on this Saturday afternoon. Again, want to congratulate all 12 of our area girls wrestlers that qualified for the state wrestling tournament. We'll have Jeff Honnold and Bill Keene down at the state girls wrestling tournament this Thursday and Friday. We'll have live audio coverage on our CB Sports Network YouTube channel. That's where you usually watch our basketball, volleyball, football, and the sports that we do, the live video with the audio. It'll be audio only, but we'll have live play-by-play of all 12 of our area girls and their matches. We'll be live throughout both of the sessions, the 1A and 2A session. I'll be down there as well getting video interviews with all of our area athletes after each of their matches, and I'll get those posted to our CB Sports Network YouTube page, our web CB Sports Network Facebook and Twitter pages as well, and then we'll also have a results page on our website at sports.1380kcm.com. We'll all be updating how each of the wrestlers do and who their next matchup will be, and I'll drop those video interviews on that page as well. So complete coverage on full coverage of girls state wrestling coming up for you this week. So I thank Jeff Honnold and Bill Kane, two very busy guys, taking some time out of their lives to come down and help us cover the state girls wrestling tournament. We're talking basketball though today, and we've got what should be a pretty interesting doubleheader here tonight. These two teams have played back on December the 19th. It was East Sac playing outstanding that day, kind of let one slip away. They ended up falling 59-55. So I think the Raiders, with the way they play defense, feel they can come in here and certainly compete today. East Sac County leading this series 12-9 since 2014, but has won three in a row, including that 59-55 win in December. The two games last season, they won 55-40 and 55-35. East Sac County, though, is 6-4 in the last 10 games. Their last win was a 54-49 victory. That came in 2024. For East Sac County, they come in scoring 47 points per game, giving up 43 points per game. GTRA scoring 65 points per game, giving up 41 points per game. East Sac County first-year head coach Josh Dietrich really doing a nice job defensively. They're growing offensively, but it's a team that really focuses defense first. They're always trying to hold everybody into the 30s or the 40s, and they've done a really good job of that here, especially as of late, holding Altarulia to 23. Maple Valley, Encinota, Charter Oak Ute did score 58, but they held Westman Mallard to 28 points. They held Manson Northwest Webster to 43 points. So they've done a really nice job defensively. A lot of that starts with Jordan Carroll, as she has got such a great defensive mindset. But Reese Ashinger has done a nice job defensively. Sarah Bodentrager having just a fantastic all-around year. Scotty Eichhorn is really good defensively as well. She became the all-time shot block leader for East Sac County. And I think she's one of those girls that just understands. I talked to Coach about it with our weekly interview earlier this week. She just really knows how to time things, and that's part of the reason why she has become the really good shot blocker that she has become for the Raiders. So for GTRA, they shoot about 41% from the field, 25% from the three-point line. The Raiders about 37% from the field and 32% from the free throw line. Now, East Sac County led in scoring this year by the senior Sarah Bontrager. She shoots the three really well, but can also take it to the hole. She averages about 13 points per game. Reese Ashinger, a freshman, very talented young lady. She's got good length at 5'11". She averages 9 points and 6 rebounds per game. You're getting good numbers inside as well for Miranda Gertis, who is averaging 6 points and 6 rebounds per game. And then they get help. Wendy Vites, just one of those work-hard kids that does everything off of the bench. Scotty Eichhorn, we talked about her. Tori Hauser coming off of the bench. Brooke Burns coming off of the bench. So a lot of players chipping in to help this Raider team really kind of continue to get better and better as the season's gone on. For GTRA, they are super balanced. Cameron Hoff, a sophomore, averaging 17 points per game. Addison Hansen, a junior, averaging 13 points per game. Caitlin Hoff, a sophomore, averaging 17 points per game. And Lauren Hoff, a freshman, averaging 12 points per game. They have seven girls that suit up for their varsity. They had eight to start the year, and one of their young ladies got hurt, so they literally have seven girls. So, you know, we know girls' numbers in basketball right now are really low, but that does not mean that you can't put together a really good team if the kids put in that work during the off season and do things the right way. We'll step away for our national anthem. We're back with the starting lineups coming up next right here on Kick 107.
From footings to framing to finish, for farm, home, or commercial, Wall Lake Lumber Company have been proud to help our communities grow. With four convenient locations and one of the largest building material inventories in the area, we are sure to be able to fill all your building needs. From project design and estimating to friendly advice, we can't wait to be part of the process for you. Wall Lake Lumber, with locations in Wall Lake, Lakeview, Otobolt, and Carroll. We're not your grandpa's lumberyard.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Did you know if you experience a sports injury, Loring Hospital in Sac City has an experienced team that can get you back in the game? With the team approach at Loring Hospital, our physical therapist can provide you the one-on-one personalized rehabilitation you may need. At Loring Hospital, we help athletes of all ages be the safest and best they can be. For more information, call Loring Hospital in Sac City at 712-662-7105. Loring Hospital, extraordinary care right here.
Jacobson Seed, family owned and operated for more than 85 years. But why is it important for you to do business with a family owned seed company? At Jacobson Seed, we are proud of our family owned heritage. Our commitment goes beyond just selling seed. It's about cultivating relationships and sharing our passion for growth. It's about treating you like a member of our family. Our roots run deep with generations of knowledge and expertise that we pour into every seed we sell. Jacobson Seed, your American veteran, family owned seed company.
We'll get you starting lineups here in just a moment. It is Miranda Gertis jumping against Lauren Hoff to open things up. The ESAC Raiders will control the opening at tip here today. Chloe Barrett with it. GTRA starting in a man-to-man. Barrett will drive and misses the runner in the lane. Cameron Hoff will come down with a rebound. We'll get you the starting lineups during our first dead ball. Caitlin Hoff with it now, penetrates in left side, trapped as the Raiders come out in that 2-3 zone. They'll work it off now to Hanson with three different Hoffs. I'm going to do my best to give them the first name so you know which Hoff I'm talking about when they have the basketball. They'll work it down to Hanson, right corner jumper from 17 up, no good. Miranda Gertis will come down with a rebound. For ESAC County, Chloe Barrett, Sarah Bontrager, Jordan Carroll, Reese Ashinger, and Miranda Gertis in that starting lineup. Barrett with it on the left wing, again looks to attack. Against Caitlin Huff, will kick it out to Bontrager. Bontrager right side, top of the key. GTRA with some nice pressure that time. Hanson will come up with the steal. She's out on the break. The layup off the left side is up no good. Lauren Huff comes down with the rebound. Triple team down on the block. Kicks it back out now to Caitlin Huff. She'll drive into the lane and travels with the basketball. And the turnover will give it back over to ESAC County. For GTRA, they've got Cameron Huff, Addison Hanson, Maya Weiss, also Caitlin Huff, and Lauren Huff in the starting lineup here today. Pushing it up for the Raiders is Reese Ashinger. Her layup no good. Gertis battling for the rebound, but Lauren Huff will clear it for GTRA. Now get it back now to Cameron. Cameron penetrates in. Nice hesitation move. The shot is up no good. Ball's going to bound out of bounds, and it will be Raider basketball. So good defense early here for ESAC County. Scoreless ball game. We're about a minute 24 into this one. Raiders in their road black with the white numbers on the front and back. Ball going to be knocked about. Last touch by Caitlin Huff. It'll stay with ESAC County. They're coming out with some full court man-to-man pressure for a GTRA. They're in their home white with the purple down the sides. The Raiders have the red down the side outlined by white. Purple numbers on the front and back for GTRA here today. ESAC County going away from the end that's on the open end, if you know this gym. Not on a mezzanine. I'm up on a little landing area on the home side. Three-point shot from Barrett is up no good. Gertis over the back on the rebound. That'll be number one on the six-foot sophomore, who comes in averaging 6 points and 6 rebounds per game. Quick shout-out to a good friend of mine who's tuning in here today, Steve Knutsman, working as he always does. That guy doesn't take like a second off during a day, let alone a day off. Three-point shot on the way from Cameron Huff. Left side, top of the key, up no good. Rebound has been tipped around. We're going to have a jump ball as Reese Ashinger that time battling with Caitlin Huff. And Reese there that time showing some strength as she was able to kind of fling her around a little bit. But it will be GTRA basketball off of that opening tip. Inbound pass comes down to Hanson. Three-point shot right side, top of the key, up no good. Gertis will come down with her second rebound. Gets it off to Barrett. Barrett picked up near half court by Hanson. Bounce pass down to Ashinger. She'll travel off that left corner. Hit the baseline jumper from about 8 to 10 feet, but didn't get that pivot foot stationary before taking off with that dribble. That pass kind of bounced up to her, and I think she was already ready to go, just didn't catch it smoothly. Caitlin Huff will bring it up. Now jumping the passing lane is Bontrager. She'll come up with the steal. Hustling down behind her is Cameron. Cameron Huff will knock it out of bounds. It's going to end up going off. The first official says it went off of Bontrager. Now the outside official going to come in. We're going to get three different officials to chat about this one. And it's going to be Eastside County basketball. Shot clock right now at 32 seconds. Game clock at 5:43. We haven't had anybody score. You've got two teams that really like to play defense. They'll box it up around the lane. Asher gets it to Barrett up top to Bontrager, and she'll travel with the basketball. They're double-teaming Sarah as soon as she catches the ball, so somebody else probably going to have to hit some shots here early to take that double-team away from her so that she can get open for some shots. She's been shooting the three really, really well this year. Caitlin Huff comes up. They'll work it now to Cameron Huff. Again, we'll announce our all rewind teams here and kids, at least, that are inviting here in a couple of weeks. Our event is on Sunday, March the 14th at the Carroll High School gym. Long rebound to Caitlin Huff. Her shot in the lane is up. No good. Battle for the rebound. Taken down again by Gertis. And she is going to be fouled on the play. So Gertis with three rebounds. That foul here going to go against Caitlin Huff. That's going to be number one on her. Pressure again by GTRA. Raiders will handle it easy as Ashinger pushes it down the left side, loses the dribble out of bounds, and the turnover is going to give it back over to the Titans. We're going to get a timeout called by head coach Lucas Huff of GTRA. 5:12 to go. We've still got a scoreless ballgame. We're back in 30 seconds here on Kick 106.
Friday Night Lights. Small Town Pride. And the power you can count on. Just like your hometown team. At Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative, they're proud to support our local athletes and the communities that we call home. From keeping the lights on to cheering in the stands, we're always on your team. Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative is a proud sponsor of all area athletes and sports. Raccoon Valley Electric. Powering what matters most.
Live here from the Gatorade broadcast booth, distributed by Pepsi Beverages. Gatorade helping athletes at fuel recover and perform. Cameron up over to the right side to Caitlin. Caitlin will bounce it inside with the loose, and we're going to get a jump ball between it. Sarah Bontrager and Lauren up. Possession arrow this time is going to favor East Sac County. So good defense again by East Sac County. Both teams have done a nice job defensively. Raiders have missed a couple of break opportunities, but so have the Titans, and they're nearly coming up with another. But Jordan Carroll dives onto the floor to save possession, and we're going to get a quick timeout called by East Sac County. Still scoreless. We're in the first quarter, 4:54 to go. Our Culver's player of the game coming up. But first, we'll step way back in 30 seconds on Kick 106.7.
Tonight's game is brought to you by Corn Belt Telephone, keeping our teams connected since 1961. They don't just connect your internet, they connect our whole community. Corn Belt is right there on the sidelines with you. And they're way more than just your telecommunications provider. They're your neighbor, living, cheering, and growing alongside you game after game. So when you see Corn Belt Telephone's logo or hear their name on the air, know it's your community talking. Because at Corn Belt Telephone, connection is more than just service. It's commitment.
Chloe Barrett bringing it up for the Raiders. Tries to bounce it to Carroll. It is tipped and stolen away again by Caitlin Huff underneath, and the shot is up and good for Cameron Huff. We've got our first points of the game at the 4:40 mark, And GTRA is going to take a 2-0 lead. Sarah Bontrager will push it up, pull up jumper off the left baseline. No good. Gertis comes down with a rebound, and she is going to be fouled again. That is number 4 rebounding-wise for Gertis here in the ballgame. Addison Hansen picking up her first. That is going to be number 2 on the Titans. They lead it here 2-0. Raiders again box it up around the lane. Tough pass. Nice catch by Ashengrover on the right wing. She'll pin it straight into the lane. Tries to dump it inside. As Gertis had kind of set a screen for her, and Ashinger tried to dump the pass. It was an outstanding idea. Just ended up traveling before she made that pass. As checking into the ball game is going to be Jenna Conlon. She'll check in for Maya Weiss. And Wendy Veit now going to check into the ball game. For Esac County, the 5'7 sophomore, 4.4 rebounds per game, and tons of hustle. She's a really good defensive player as well. GTRA up 2-0. Hansen with it on the right wing. They'll circle it left side down into the corner to Conlon. Conlon back off now into the hands of Lorenoff inside, and the layup is in and out. No good. Gertis coming up with another rebound. Addison Hansen missing that one right off of the right block. Wendy Veit going to push it up the left side. Penetrates into a double team. Picks up the dribble. They let her alone. Finds Gertis underneath. And the shot is up no good. And Gertis are going to call her for a travel. She kind of took the shot and then grabbed what you would call the rebound. But the shot never went more than about a foot up above her. So they do call her for the travel because she caught her own rebound that didn't hit any kind of backboard or anything. Raiders stay in the 2-3 zone. They work it over on the left side. Cameron Huff fires up a 3. No good. The rebound to Hansen. Kick pass back up top to Lauren Huff. Back over to the left side. And Cameron Huff says, I've had enough of missing threes. I'm going to knock this one down. And the lead is 5-0. Pressure again by GTRA. Jordan Carroll looking to bring it up now over to Wendy Veit. Veit will push it up the left side of the floor. Doing a nice job using that left hand. Sarah Bontrager penetrates now. Kicks it off to Veit on the left wing. Double team will come on her as they're trapping almost every pass. Now over to Ashinger. She'll fire up a 3. It's up no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Lauren Huff. And now we're going to get a steal by Jordan Carroll near half court. Jordan will push it up right side. Now off to Bontrager. Huffing drives down the left side. Pull up jumper from 4 is up and good. Sarah Bontrager with the first bucket here today for South Central Calhoun. That came at the 3-minute mark of the first quarter. Raiders drop into their 2-3 zone. Cameron Huff, nice pass. What they did is they ended up, Cameron Huff penetrated down the right side. Lauren Huff cuffed down the middle of the lane. They found her, and then she fed it underneath to Addison Hansen, who is wide open for the layup off the left side. Titans lead it here at 7-2, 2:35 to go. First quarter, our Culver's player of the game coming up in the postgame. Culver's again celebrating 41 years in business, and 13 of those years in Carroll. We've got a steal out top from Cameron Huff, but the long pass is too hard for Hansen to handle. Going to be tipped out of bounds, though, because Jordan Carroll got back there and hustled to make that a tough play, and it'll go out of bounds off of Carroll. Scotty Eichhorn going to check in, the 5'10 junior, 4.3 rebounds and a very good shot blocker. She comes in for Gertis. 3-point shot off the left corner is up and no good from Cameron. Scotty Eichhorn will come down with a rebound off now to Veit. Veit up the left side of the floor, spins back to the right, penetrates to the top of the key over to Ashinger, and she's going to yell for a travel again over on the right wing. Caught it and just shuffled those pivot feet before making her move. She wanted to get closer to the elbow, which was open, but just didn't get the dribble down in time. Caitlin Huff again brings it up. They'll work it over left side. 3 on the way is up and no good from Lauren Huff. Eichhorn with her second rebound of the ballgame and a little bit of trouble looking for some help. Jordan Carroll will come back to help her. Jordan will now bring it up across half court. We're sitting over on the left side. Got a little bit of a high dribble. They're going to call her for palming. I understand where the call is coming from, but I'm going to say that she kept her hand on top of the ball the entire time. So even though the dribble was high, she never palmed it because her hand was on top of the ball the whole time. They work it on the left side, not Addison Hansen. Down to the corner, back up to Addison on the wing. She'll penetrate in the lane. Spin move, left that one a little bit short. Veit going to clear the rebound for Esac, her first. They'll double-team her in the backcourt in a little bit of trouble. She steps through it nicely, gets it off to Carroll. They've got Eichhorn wide open under the basket. Ashinger will penetrate in left side. Runners up, no good. Rebound tipped around. Cameron Huff will clear it. They're out on the break. You head down to Hansen. Jumper off to the right side is up and good from 4 on the break. Did a nice job not driving all the way into the defense and taking about a four-footer instead of a two-footer, and that four-footer gave her an open look. Might will break the pressure. 9-2, Bontracker, step back three off the right wing, up and good. Sarah Bontracker with the three. Raiders on the board, back within four at 9-5. Caitlin Huff with it up top. Cameron Huff's a long three. That one is up and good. Her second three of the ball game. It's 12-5 GTRA. 50 seconds to go here in the first quarter. So we've had a little flurry here, especially from GTRA after they didn't score to the 440 mark. And it's Reese Ashinger with a nice dribble penetration. Misses it. Scotty Eichhorn came up with it. Two rebounds and has it stripped away. GTRA out on the break. And Hanson's layup is up no good. The rebound taken down by Veit. And we get a whistle and a foul, and that's going to go against Cameron Huff, number one on her in the third, against GTRA here in the quarter with 30.6 seconds remaining. Barrett checking into the game. She'll come back in. Tori Hauser, the 5'7 junior, also checking into the game for East Sac County. We had the horn sound here. Are they going to let the sub in? They will. And that is going to be at Lauren Huff checking back into the ballgame for Caitlin Huff. Nice crowd on hand here today, especially for GTRA. Long travel on a late Saturday afternoon for ESAC fans. Ashinger kicks it over to Bontracker. She'll get it up across half court, break that 10-second count. Penetrates in over to Barrett, penetrates in on the left corner. Gets it off to Hauser on the wing, back to Barrett. Barrett again penetrates in. Had the bounce pass, didn't find Eichhorn, though. Gets it out to Hauser on the wing. 13 on the game clock as the shot clock is turned off. Ashinger down in the left corner. They don't have real good spacing right now. Everybody within about 10 feet of each other. Up top to Barrett. She'll penetrate in. Over to Ashinger. Right wing three up and good with about the second and a half to go. And the first quarter will come to an end as Ashinger gets her first bucket of the ballgame. And the Raiders are going to find themselves down 12-8 at the end of the first quarter. They're going to give her two, so we'll give her a two as well. It's going to be at 12-7. We'll step away, take a break. We're back with more Raider basketball coming up in 1 minute right here on Kick 106.7.
Recover, restore, and perform at your best with Stewart Memorial's physical therapy team. Our skilled therapists provide personalized care using advanced techniques, including pelvic health, lymphedema management, dry needling, vertigo treatment, radial pulse therapy, and neurorehabilitation. Whatever your goal, our team is here to help you reach it. Learn more at stewartmemorial.org.
Choose excellence. Choose Stewart Memorial Community.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Burkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Nice basketball as we start the second quarter here. Near turnover, Hanson came up with it, and now we're going to get a bump and foul on Ashinger as she tried to jump the passing lane. That's going to be her first, kind of ran through the back that time of Cameron Huff, who did a nice job coming to the ball. Cameron will check out. Caitlin Huff going to check back into the ballgame. Lauren Huff will inbound it. Now get it back over to Lauren. Back up top now to Caitlin. Down to the left corner. They work the ball back to Hanson. Penetrates in. Kick pass over to the right wing. Lauren Huff's three on the way up. No good. And Scotty Eichhorn pulls down her fifth rebound of the game. Off now to Barrett. Ahead to Ashinger. Nice hesitation move. Got herself clear for just a second, then the double team came over to Barrett, penetrates in, bounce pass underneath to Eichhorn, going to be tipped out of bounds. Great help in transition that time, and rotating defensively by Addison Hanson. She was playing up near the key, up near the elbow, I should say, and saw that there was going to be a bounce pass, or at least a pass down to the baseline. She cut in just in time to tip it out of bounds. Jordan Carroll will get the inbound for ESAC County. Now off to Hauser. Hauser with it right side, top of the key. Near the half-court circle to Barrett over to the left wing. Bontracker drives in. Lob pass up for Eichhorn. Ends up being empty. Hanson will come up with the loose ball. Gets it ahead now to Caitlin Huff. Her pull-up jumper off the right block. No good. And rebound taken out of there by Chloe Barrett. Long pass down to Bontracker. They'll find her. It's a 3-on-1. She's going to fire up a 3. It's a little short. Rebound tipped around. Lauren Huff will clear it for GTRA. Off now to Caitlin Huff. Caitlin's going to penetrate in, gets herself to the rim. They'll wave off the bucket as it fell, but we're going to get a foul. Going to go on Eastside County prior to that, and that's all going to go on Jordan Carroll. That'll be number one on the 5'7 senior. Comes in averaging 4 points and four rebounds per game, but her defense is really what they rely on. The inbounds pass comes now to Cameron, over to the right side to Hanson, left side now to Lauren, back up to Cameron, over to the right side, driving in is Caitlin, ball knocked away. Eames will pick it up. Cameron with it back up top, now off to Lauren. Lauren finds the cutter, but the ball through the fingertips that time of Caitlin into the hands of Bontrager, her second steal and third for the Raiders. 12-7 our score, 6:25 to go first half. Chloe Barrett open from three, left side up and good. Sarah Bontrager picking up the assist. And Barrett with her first bucket here tonight. Raiders down at 2 at 12-10. Lauren on the right, left side, over to the right side now to Caitlin. She'll drive in, bounce pass underneath. And the layup from Weiss is up and no good, but she's going to draw some contact and get herself to the free throw line. That foul on Scotty Eichhorn, going to be her first. That'll be the second on the Raiders here in the quarter. Heading to the free throw line, the 5'5 sophomore, Maya Weiss, comes in hitting 47% from the free throw line this season. She'll step up to shoot two. Again, no more 1-1 in high school basketball. This was in the active shooting anyway, but the 1-1 is officially gone, and that free throw is up and no good. Mixed emotions about it. I think it speeds up the game. The only thing I don't like is late in game. You always, you know, sometimes you wanted to foul and have the pressure of having that 1-1, and you know, now it's not there anymore. Second free throw up, no good as well. And Scotty Eichhorn, I've got her unofficially right now as 6 rebounds. Barrett will push it up the left side of the floor. Finds up Bontrager on the wing. Penetrates down on the baseline. Pull-up jumper from 12. Rattles home, and Sarah Bontrager has tied this thing up at 12-12. Our first tie. Titans were down 5-0, or Raiders, I should say, down 5-0 to start with. So they're on a 12-7 run. Nice bounce pass inside. Lauren's runner-up no good, and Eichhorn with another rebound. Her seventh unofficially off to Barrett. Barrett will push it up. Coach Dietrich doing such a good job with his Raider program in year number one. Up top to Carroll. Carroll over to the right side. Looks to attack. Now backs up. Gets it off to Barrett. Over to the left side to Bontrager. She'll drive in. Kick past to Hauser in the corner. Bontrager then cuts through. Hauser tries to attack on the baseline. Dribbled it off of her foot. It hit her knee and went out of bounds. And it will be Titan basketball. 5:17 to go here in this first half of play. Our Mackey Motors halftime report coming up. Barrett will check out. Wendy Veit back in for Eastside County. Cameron Huff will bring it up. Again, trying to call the three Huff girls by their first name so you know which one I'm talking about. Lauren and Cameron play catch. Now over to Caitlin. Caitlin lobs it back over now to Lauren. Lauren looks for the cutter. Can't find her. Now lob it inside, and now the ball stolen away. Bontrager jump at the passing lane. Has her third steal. Lost her dribble. Gets it off to Veit. Veit will run it up the left side now. Spins back towards the middle of the floor. Penetrates down the middle lane. 15-footer on the way up. No good. Gets her own rebound. That's her third rebound. And then she is going to travel with the basketball. She went down to a knee. So the turnover will give it back over to the Titans. 4:47 to go first half. 12-12 our score. Eastside County Raider basketball for you here today. Kick 106.7. I'll write up a recap story of this one. I'll try to get all of the boys wrestling. All at 6 of our area wrestling teams were in action today as well. Shot up no good that time from Caitlin. The rebound taken down by Veit, her fourth, but I'll get all those picked and posted to the Brinks Exterior Sports Report at sports.1380kcm.com. Hopefully later tonight when I get home. I may need a nap. Last night was a long one. Eichhorn's runner up no good. The rebound taken out of there by Caitlin. They're going to break. Hanson down the floor. She'll drive in, runs into Jordan Carroll. A jumper up no good, and the rebound taken out of there by Hauser. Raiders doing a really nice job on the glass here today. Bontrager open right wing three. That one's off. Hauser with another rebound, and we're going to get a foul. Going to go against the Titans. That'll be two on Cameron Huff. First here in the second quarter against GTRA. I'll get Maya Weiss back into the ballgame. She'll check in for Caitlin Huff. Reese Ashinger checking in for Tori Hauser as well. Right now I've got Miranda Gertis with 5 rebounds, Scotty Eichhorn with 7, Wendy Veit with 4. So those four really doing a good job. But another turnover for Eastside County. Hanson out on the break, bodied that time. That's going to be a whistle and a foul. Going to go on Veit. That's going to be number 1 on the 5'7 sophomore. Team foul number 4 against the Raiders here in the quarter. Still 3:59 to go. Miranda Gertis will check back in after this first free throw. Addison Hanson, 5'6 junior at the line, 13.5 rebounds per game, hitting 53% from the free throw line. And the first one is up and good. That'll keep GTRA with the lead. Acorn will check out as Gertis checks back in for Esack County. Appreciate everybody tuning in today. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Second free throw up, no good. Mike coming now with their fifth rebound. Raiders averaging 28 rebounds per game. GTRA at 27, but they say Esack winning the rebounding battle. Bite lost the dribble. Weiss dove for it. I thought Weiss hit it out, but they're going to say that Weiss got it off of a Raider, so it'll be out of off of a Raider and out of bounds. I had a long look at that one, so that's a tough one. Chloe Berry going to check back into the game. She'll check in now for Bontrager for Esack County. I'll also get our Culver's Players of the Game up on our CB Sports Network website, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram pages when I get back at tonight. Cameron Huff works it now over to Hanson up top. Lauren Huff's three on the way. That one is long. Chloe Barrett will clear the rebound. She's going to run. Titans do an outstanding job getting back defensively over to Ashinger. Penetrates in left side. Stumbles with the ball. It's loose on the floor. We've got four players diving on the floor to get it. And coming out of there with it, it's going to be at Lauren Huff. They're heading out of Weiss. Back over to a Cameron. Cameron to the left side, top of the key. They'll circle around. Good ball movement. Finds Hanson open in the right corner. Three up, no good. And the rebound is battled for. And Wendy Bite is going to track it down in the corner. Her stick. And now we get a whistle and a foul. And that is going to be number three on Cameron Huff. So Cameron will check out of the game. Is Caitlin going to come back in? Cameron, a 5'5 sophomore, 17 points per game. That ties Caitlin Huff to the team lead. She might have to sit for a little while as head coach Lucas Huff is chatting with her. Wendy Veit will bring it up. Defended out there by Jenna Conlon. Barrett, left side, top of the key, looking inside for Gertis. Nothing there. Down to Carroll. Her three from the corner is a little bit long. Rebound taken out of there by Lauren. She'll look to push. Raiders do an outstanding job getting back defensively as well. Over to Caitlin, left wing, three on the way up and good. So Caitlin Huff with the three. Raiders have this tied at 12-12. It's a 4-0 run right now for GTRA. They lead at 16-12. Ashinger on the left wing, down to Barrett in the left corner. Barrett looks to attack, tries to lob it into Gertis. It's knocked away. It's loose on the floor. Coming out of there with it is Lauren Huff, and then we're going to get a jump ball call as Chloe Barrett rolls over on top of Huff. The jump ball call. The possession arrow is going to favor the Titans. Going to favor the Titans. Wendy Veit will check out. Sarah Bontrager back in. And nope, they are going to say it's Raider basketball. GTRA was setting up to take the ball out of bounds. We've got a Titan right now tying their shoe. And that's Weiss. That's who it is. She'll get it tied. We're ready to go here. Bontrager with it. Looking to inbound. They'll lob it up top and jump in the passing lane as Hanson. Needed to get that one higher and longer. Hanson with a great spin move, but misses the layup off of the left side. Went up right-handed, and we're going to get the ball knocked out of bounds. They're going to say last touched by GTRA. And it will be Esack County basketball. Bontrager going to inbound right at the end of the bench. 16-12, Titans with the lead. 2:17 to go here in the first half. Barrett will work it up across half court, defended by Conlon. Works it kind of on that left side, picked up the dribble, and now we get a travel as they're going to say she drugged that pivot foot. That'll be another turnover on the Raiders. It'll be Titan basketball. Hanson to inbound. Raiders will stay in their 2-3 zone. Work it back over to Hanson. Skip pass left side. Carroll nearly jumped the passing lane, but it'll get to Lauren. Lauren will dribble down inside the left elbow. Bounce pass in the lane to Hanson, who cut in off the right wing. Shot up no good. Jordan Carroll coming now with a rebound. Gets it off to Barrett. Barrett to work the ball up the floor. Crosses over from the left side to the right side. Now back from the left side. Lob pass inside for Gertis, and she's open on the right block. Lays it up and in. Barrett with the assist. Gertis with her first bucket here tonight. 16-14 now in favor of GTRA. Lauren Huff into the lane. Kick out pass to Hanson. She'll drive in. The jump stop move stripped away. Gertis going to come out of there with the loose basketball. Fifth steal for the Raiders here in the first half. Ahead to Ashinger. She'll attack. Drives in. Shot up no good. Battle for the rebound. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Titans. It'll be Raider basketball with a minute 19 to go. Great effort again here in the first half. Low scoring first half. GTRA was up 12-7 at the end of that first quarter. We're late here in the second quarter. Barrett with it. Pass up top. Chip stolen away. Hansen jumping another passing lane. Her layup is up and good on the other end. They probably got about six or seven steals just anticipating and jumping passing lanes. Von Trenker will bring it up over to Barrett. Left wing three on the way up. In and out. No good. That one was three-quarter of the way down. Lauren Huff comes up with a rebound. She'll run it up right side. Looks to attack. Kicks it back to the trailer. Penetrating in as Caitlin gets inside the free throw line and knocks down her first two-point basket. She's got five, and the lead is six. That's the largest lead of the game here for GTRA. Actually, seven was their largest lead at 9-2. Barrett penetrates down the left side. Now off to Ashinger. Ashinger, 17-footer up off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound to Caitlin Huff. Caitlin will push it ahead. And Weiss out in front of the pack. Didn't go that way. They'll kick it to the wing to Conlon up top to Lauren. Her three on the way is up. No good. Rebound will bound out of bounds. And it will be Raider basketball with 29.9 to go. Esak should be able to hold for the final shot here of the quarter. See Chloe Peters from Glidden Ralston in the house watching another basketball game. She's in a gym somewhere all of the time. Barrett Bringer, Bontrager brings it up. It's tipped away from behind. Hansen now with it, loses it. Can she save it? She does before it goes out of bounds at the Raider bench. Over to Weiss, right side, top of the key, down to six here and a half. Driving in is Lauren Huffer, runner-up, no good. Barrett comes down with a rebound. Can the Raiders get a shot off? They won't. GTRA will take a 20-14 lead into the halftime as they outscore Esak County 8-7 in that second quarter of play. We've got our halftime report coming up. The Mackey Motors halftime next right here on Kick 106.7.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Nothing better exemplifies teamwork than the hard work and dedication of our local area student athletes. The same can be said of the team at Domino Motors in Sac City. Whether it's pre-owned or new, parts or service, Domino Motors has the expertise you don't just need, but deserve. To see their full line or view their weekly ad, check their website. Domino Motors, Sac City's ideal Chevy dealer and proud supporter of the East Sac Raiders.
Take a minute and think about your bank. Who's the first person you think of? That person who knows you and you trust to help you just the way you need it. At Bank Midwest, that's the kind of relationship we have with our customers. Because when it comes to your money, technology is great, but someone you can really talk to is indispensable. If that's what you want in a bank, we're your bank. Bank Mid who? Bank Midwest, the one with the just right banker for you. Member FDIC.
From footings to framing to finish, for farm, home, or commercial, Wallach Lumber Company has been proud to help our communities grow. With four convenient locations and one of the largest building material inventories in the area, we are sure to be able to fill all your building needs. From project design and estimating to friendly advice, we can't wait to be part of the process for you. Wallach Lumber, with locations in Wallach, Lakeview, Odebolt, and Carroll. We're not your grandpa's lumber yard.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Did you know if you experience a sports injury, Loring Hospital in Sac City has an experienced team that can get you back in the game? With the team approach at Loring Hospital, our physical therapist can provide you the one-on-one personalized rehabilitation you may need. At Loring Hospital, we help athletes of all ages be the safest and best they can be. For more information, call Loring Hospital in Sac City at 712-662-7105. Loring Hospital, extraordinary care right here.
Wildcats have never led in this game, but their biggest deficit was early at 9-2. They've come back, tied this game once at 12-12, nearly had it tied again at 16, but right now they trail it 20-14 here at the halftime. Both defenses hustling all over the place, players diving on the floor. Really aggressive, man-to-man for GTRA in the full court, and then they're double-teaming and trying to trap in the half court for Esack County, trying to trap out of that 2-3 zone, and that 2-3 zone has been rotating extremely well here and forcing tough shots. And every time the GTRA comes up with a steal, and I mentioned it late there in the first half, they've had probably five or six times now that they've jumped a passing lane and came up with a steal where it looked like they may get a layup on the other end. Esack has had somebody, either one or two players, have sprinted back to make that a tough shot. There has not been one wide-open layup for GTRA in this entire game. And, in fact, they've missed a lot of layups because of the hustle for Esack County to get back on the defensive end. So I think a well-played first half for Esack County. A few too many turnovers, some travels. What GTRA does with that pressure is they speed you up a little bit more than what you really want to play. I think the Raiders have handled their pressure pretty well. Most of the turnovers, the travels, the errant passes have come with the half-court trapping and just in the half-court. But a pretty good first half. Got to make some adjustments on the offensive end to kind of cut down on those turnovers and give yourself more chances. But right now you're on pace to hold GTRA to 40 here in the ballgame, which should give you that opportunity to win a basketball game. If you can hold a team to 40 or right around 40, that should give you a chance to win most games that you're in. GTRA jumped up 5-0. First bucket of the ballgame didn't come to the 440 mark of that first quarter. Sarah Bontrager scored for the first time for Esack County. They cut that lead to 5-2, and she hit a bucket with it at the 3-minute mark of the first quarter. But then it was a 4-0 run by GTRA to make it 9-5. Raiders chipped away. Reese Ashinger hit a jumper off of the left wing to end the first quarter. They were down 12-7. They open up the second quarter on a 5-0 run to tie this game at 12-12 off of a jumper from Sarah Bontrager. But then GTRA went back on a 4-0 run, getting a free throw and then a 3 to make it 16-12. Raiders got to as close as 16-14. But, again, a couple of more buckets for GTRA. Push that lead to 20-14 here at the end of the first half. We'll go ahead and take a break. We're going to be back with a look at our first half statistics coming up in 2 minutes here on Kick 106.7.
Jacobson Seed, family owned and operated for more than 85 years. But why is it important for you to do business with a family owned seed company? At Jacobson Seed, we are proud of our family owned heritage. Our commitment goes beyond just selling seed. It's about cultivating relationships and sharing our passion for growth. It's about treating you like a member of our family. Our roots run deep with generations of knowledge and expertise that we pour into every seed we sell. Jacobson Seed, your American veteran, family-owned seed company.
Friday Night Lights, Small Town Pride, and the power you can count on. Just like your hometown team at Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative, they're proud to support our local athletes and the communities that we call home. From keeping the lights on to cheering in the stands, we're always on your team. Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative is a proud sponsor of all area athletes and sports. Raccoon Valley Electric, powering what matters most.
Tonight's game is brought to you by Corn Belt Telephone, keeping our teams connected since 1961. They don't just connect your internet, they connect our whole community. Corn Belt is right there on the sidelines with you. And they're way more than just your telecommunications provider. They're your neighbor, living, cheering, and growing alongside you game after game. So when you see Corn Belt Telephone's logo or hear their name on the air, know it's your community talking. Because at Corn Belt Telephone, connection is more than just service. It's commitment.
Recover, restore, and perform at your best with Stuart Memorial's physical therapy team. Our skilled therapists provide personalized care using advanced techniques, including pelvic health, lymphedema management, dry needling, vertigo treatment, radial pulse therapy, and neurorehabilitation. Whatever your goal, our team is here to help you reach it. Learn more at stuartmemorial.org.
Choose excellence. Choose Stuart Memorial Community.
Take a look at our our numbers here in the first half as you're listening to the Mackey Motors Halftime Report. Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Markov Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. For the Raiders, Chloe Barrett, 3 points to go with three rebounds, two assists. Sarah Bontrager with 7 points to go with an assist and three steals. Jordan Carrot with a rebound and a steal. Reese Ashinger with 2 points. Miranda Gerdes with 2 points go with 5 rebounds and a steal. Wendy Bite, 6 rebounds and an assist. Scotty Eichhorn with 7 rebounds and Torrey Hauser with 2 rebounds. The Raiders did not get to the free throw line in the first half. It wasn't very many free throws that shot. For GTRA, Cameron Huff with 8 points, Addison Hansen with 7 points, and Caitlin Huff finishing up with 5 points. They went a combined 1 of 3 from the free throw line. So some of the stories in the first half, Raiders not really in any foul trouble at all, called for just 5 fouls. Nobody with more than 1 in that first half of play. The GTRA also called for just 5 fouls in the first half. This was a pretty cleanly played game, and the officials did a nice job of letting them play. The only thing they called a lot of, and they were legit, were the travel calls. But Cameron Huff does have 3 fouls for GTRA. Again, she's one of their leading scorers and their best free throw shooter. We'll see how that plays out the rest of this first half of play. Thanks again for listening to our halftime show brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Markov Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. Titans going to have the basketball. They'll go away from the open end of this gym. So, again, if you're familiar with this, this is a beautiful, beautiful facility. I'll be honest with you. I've been to a lot of gyms in my 27 years of doing high school sports here in Iowa and 22 of them in Carroll. I've been to a lot of gyms. This might be the nicest gym that I have walked into with the way it's open on one end and what you can do. Quick inbounds pass, and they get the ball right inside to Maya Weiss. So shout-out to the folks of GTRA and these communities to build something as nice and sharp as what this is. I think a lot of communities can learn from what GTRA has been able to do. We're going to get a steal from Lauren Huff as she picked the pocket of Jordan Carroll, and then Jordan's going to be whistled for the foul. So that'll be number 2 on Carroll, first against the Raiders here in the half. And this is where ESAC's got to be careful. Can't let GTRA stretch this in the first 2 or 3 minutes of this third quarter. They played so well in that first half of play. They'll get the ball up top to Lauren Huff for 3 on the way. Up, no good. Rebound tipped out and corralled up by Barrett. Her 4th of the ball game for ESAC County. Barrett going to attack. Dump pass inside. Nice look for Gerda. Shot is up, no good. Battling for her own rebound. It's a lose, and it's going to be Cameron coming out of there with it for the Titans. She'll run it up the left side. Look for some help now to Lauren. Up top to Caitlin. Caitlin back over to Cameron. Pump fake drives inside the left elbow. Runner on the way up, no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Gerdes. Her 6th of the ballgame. Gerdes looking for some help now. Will dribble. Gets it off to Jordan Carroll. Carroll loses the dribble off to Barrett. Got to get it up across half court. She will. And we get the 10-10 count right before she crosses the half court marker. So again, the Raiders struggle that time to get it across because it took a couple of seconds, probably 2 or 3 seconds, for Gerdes to go ahead and dribble when she had just the one player putting some light pressure on her. Lob over to Hansen on the right wing. Inside it to Lauren. Lauren working against Gerdes. Shot is up off the glass. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. The last touch by Hansen. And it will be Raider basketball. Titans leading it right now 22-14. That is their largest lead of this game. Inbounds pass comes to Bontrager. She'll work it up the left side. Bontrager picked up by Hansen. Now off to Ashinger. Lost it. She'll track it down before half court and then is going to be bumped and fouled from behind by Weiss. That'll be number 1 on Weiss. Team foul number 1 against the Titans here in the second half. So each team with a foul in our first minute and 41 seconds. Bontrager to inbound near the half court line. They'll get it into the back court to Barrett. Barrett pressured out there by Caitlin. They try to find Sarah on the right side. Nothing there for Bontrager. Over to Carroll on the left side. Carroll will bring it back towards the right side. Nothing there. Now over to Ashinger on the left wing. She'll look to drive. Cut off. Picks up the dribble on the wing. in a little bit of trouble. Now flips it to Montrager, who circled around her baseline jumper from behind the back board. No good. Caitlin Huff will come up with a rebound. Nearly lost it. Saves it before it goes into the Raider bench. She'll bring it up the floor. Now crosses over, looks left. They'll cut Cameron into the lane by the free throw line. She'll catch it, kicks it back out to Caitlin. Three is going to be short, and the rebound taken down by Carroll. Carroll has it knocked away, gathers it back in. And again, we're going to get a bump and a foul, and that's going to go on Weiss, and that's going to be number two on her in this quarter and number two on the Titans here in the quarter. Raiders going to have to inbound again down on the baseline, so GTRA going to come out with some pressure. And the Titans play with just seven girls, and they've played just six so far today, so they do a pretty heavy rotation. These girls have got to be in outstanding conditioning. Jordan Carroll inside, ball tipped away. She was trying to feed it to Gerdes from the right corner into the right block, but Lauren Huff there to knock it away and out of bounds. A lot of the Raider boys down changing to get ready for their game that's coming up. Von Trager to inbound. Gets it to Carroll down in the right corner. Carroll finds Ashinger on the right wing. She'll attack the lane to the elbow. Picks up the dribble. Lob pass inside. It's tipped, stolen away. Cameron Huff coming up with the loose basketball. She'll attack. Nice bounce pass over to Hanson. Wide open layup on the left side. Two girls took the ball, and they left a player cut to the basket wide open on the left side. And Cameron Huff able to find Hanson. It's a 10-point lead for GTRA. Bontrager drives in. Her runner in and out. No good. Battle for the rebound. Going to be taken out of there by Weiss. As Lauren Huff battling Gerdes for that rebound, it tipped into the hands of Weiss. And now we get a jump stop and a tie-up as Carroll and Barrett that time tying up Lauren Huff. Conlon will check back into the game. Eichhorn and Veit going to check in. Weiss will check out. Gerdes and Ashinger will check out for Esack County. Again, our Culver's Player of the Game coming up in the postgame. I'll get a banner of our Player of the Game. We'll get that put together on the CB Sports Network website, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages. I'll do that tonight when I get home. Jordan Carroll with it now over to Sarah Bontrager. Bontrager working it up. Light pressure from Caitlin Huff. She'll get it up across half court. Works it on the left side. Now looks to drive in. Runner, we're going to get a reach-in foul, and that's going to go on Caitlin Huff. Number two on Caitlin Huff, number three on GTRA. First free throws of the ballgame coming up for Esack County. Sarah Bontrager, a 65% free throw shooter on the season. And the free throw on the way is up and good. Sarah's had a really, really nice senior season. Probably going to make our all-rewind team. I would venture to guess that she will be on that team. Second one is up and good as well. We won't announce who's first team, second team until the day of the event. And that's, again, March the 14th at the Carroll High School Gym. It'll start at 11 in the morning. We'll have a girls' basketball all-star game, a boys' basketball all-star game, a dodgeball tournament for our wrestlers and bowlers and swimmers that we invite. And then we'll also have a three-point shooting contest for all of the athletes that are invited to participate and will be honored at the end of the day. We'll be able to play and contribute in that three-point shooting contest. We've got a whistle and a foul going to go against Lauren Huff. That's going to be her first. So we'll wrap everything up in about two and a half hours. Everybody invited, coaches included that are invited. We'll get a shirt and a certificate for being honored this year, some of our top athletes in the area. Bontrager with it now off to Barrett. 25 on the shot clock. 4:10 to go, and picking the pocket of Barrett is Lauren Hoffer. Layup on the other end is up and good. Barrett sprinted back and almost forced Lauren to miss it, but she'll knock that one down, and the lead is back to 10 at 26-16. Tough third quarter offensively here for Esack. They haven't had a great quarter. 7 in the first, 7 in the second, but just 2 here, and we're midway through it. Bontrager left corner, 3 is up, no good, and the rebound taken down by Jordan Carroll. That's going to be her third, and she'll drive in. Nice layup inside for Jordan Carroll, the 5'7 senior, with her first basket. 26-18 now. In favor of GTRA, Hanson with it in the right corner. 14-3 on the way. Cameron Huff hit her third three. GTRA stretches the lead here to 29-18. Veit will push it up the left side. Attacks down. Stopped inside that left elbow. Is going to have the ball ripped away, and we're going to get a tie-up. I know GTRA fans not going to be happy because they're going to feel like Lauren Huff had stripped it beforehand, but the possession here does favor GTRA. substitutions. Weiss back onto the floor. Merritt will check out as well. Torrey Hauser comes in for Esack County. Caitlin Huff back in for GTRA, and we're going to get a bump and a foul going to go against the Raiders. That one could be on Carroll, and that is going to be, nope, it's going to be. Let's see who they called that on. I'm going to call that one on Torrey Hauser. So that will be one on Hauser. Lob pass stolen away. Wendy Veit comes up with the steal. Ball tipped away from her. It's going to the backcourt. We've got five players diving on the floor, all in a pile. But five players diving down on the floor. Great hustle by both teams here today. Possession here will favor Esack County on the jump ball call. 2:56 to go here in the third. 29-18 in favor of the Titans. Light with the basketball, works it up on the left side, top of the key. Now over to Bontrager, penetrates to the free throw line, kick pass to Hauser on the way. Inside to Veit, steps through, jumper on the way, in and out, and back in again. So Wendy Veit with the buck, and Hauser will pick up the assist, her first of the ballgame. Raiders at down right now, 29-20, and we're going to get a whistle and a foul on the other end. As the Raiders going to be guilty that time, and Cameron Huff going to head to the free throw line. Torrey Hauser just picked up her second. That'll be the third against the Raiders here in the quarter. Huff at the line has not attempted one today, but a very good free throw shooter at 89%. She misses that first one. GTRA now 1 of 4 at the line. Hanson will check in. Lauren Huff will check out. Reese Ashinger back into the ballgame now as Jordan Carroll will come out for Esack County. 2:37 to go, third quarter, 29-20. Coach Dietrich, one of the Raiders, expected to join us at halftime of the boys' game. Cameron Huff will hit that second free throw. That's going to make it a 10-point game again at 30-20. Veit will bring it up. Hands it off now to Hauser on the left side. Hauser looking inside, nothing there. Up top to Bontrager. Bontrager has it tipped away. It's a loose on the floor. Bontrager hustles to save it. And we're going to get another jump ball as we had three girls down on the floor fighting for that one in the possession. Now this time we'll favor GTRA. Coach Lucas Huff does a really nice job of pretty much rotating between those six girls so everybody gets a little bit of a break. And those girls go extremely hard, especially on the defensive end all of the time. If they get a steal, somebody's breaking down the floor. Even on rebound, sometimes somebody's breaking down and leaking out. Weiss with it in the right corner, brings it up on the wing. Jump stop, kicks it out to Hanson. Her three from the right wing is going to be short. Offensive rebound to Caitlin. Shot up no good. Ball going to be tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Eichhorn. And it is going to be Titan basketball with 2:06 to go here in the third. 30-20 in favor of the Titans. They have led throughout, tied once. That came at 12-12. Inside pass on the inbound play as Caitlin Huff cuts right down the middle of the defense. She catches it right in front of the rim and lays it up and in. It's a 32-20 lead now. Largest lead of the game up for the Titans. We've got a timeout called by Esack County. We're back right after this on Kick 106.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving. And now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Nothing better exemplifies teamwork than the hard work and dedication of our local area student athletes. The same can be said of the team at Domino Motors in Sac City. Whether it's pre-owned or new, parts or service, Domino Motors has the expertise you don't just need, but deserve. To see their full line or view their weekly ad, check their website. Domino Motors, Sac City's ideal Chevy dealer and proud supporter of the East Sac Raiders.
East Sac's been outscored 12-6 here in this third quarter of play as GTRA's opened up their largest lead at 32-20. Bontrager over to Ashinger on the left side. Ashinger now finds Torrey Hauser out high on that left side out near the scores table. Hauser tries to feed it inside. Hanson coming up with another steal ahead, and the layup is up in good for Caitlin Hoff as she was out in front of the back. She's now got 9 here in the ballgame. The 10th-ranked Titans beginning to pull away. Eastside County going to turn it over on the inbound. And now Jordan Carroll going to check back into the ballgame. She'll check in for Tori Hauser. Didn't get the feed out of bounds completely and fell back into play. And now Chloe Barrett going to check back in as well for Eastside County. And she'll check in for Wendy Veit. Raiders scored 7 in the first quarter, 7 in the second quarter. They've been at 6 now here in the third quarter, so need to get something going offensively. That's been kind of the one problem for them. They play really good defense. They just struggle some to score, and a lot of teams struggling right now to score in girls' basketball, even in boys' basketball. Runner in the lane has not been good for Hanson. And the lead is at 16 now for GTRA. They're getting their largest lead of the game. Ashinger will run it up the left side over to Barrett. Fires up a three. It is off the back of the rim. Tracks down her own rebound. Drives in, and the layup is up and good. Good job following her own shot that time for Chloe Barrett. 36-22, Titans with the lead. Raiders stay in their 2-3 zone. Caitlin with it over to Hanson on the right wing. GTRA being patient this trip down. Now cut Caitlin into the lane. They lob it to her near the left elbow. Cutting in on the right baseline that time was Weiss. Also cutting down the right side and catching it was Hanson. I thought they were throwing that one to Weiss, but it was Hanson that jumped in front. We're going to get a whistle and a foul. We're going to go against Eastsack County. A foul here a moment ago on Scotty Eichhorn. Her second free throw on the way for Hanson is up and good. Hanson, a 53% free throw shooter. Is 2 of 2 today. 37-22. Eichhorn will check out. Miranda Gertis back in for Eastsack County. Just 39.5 remaining here in this third quarter of play. Second one on the way up and good as well. 38-22. That matches their largest lead of the game. Carroll has it knocked away from behind over to Barrett on the right side. Skip pass left side. Really nice catch by Ashinger. Had to go up and fingertip that one. Bontrager cut off on the baseline, gets it back to Ashinger. Ashinger down to the baseline, to Barrett on the left wing. Run and pass, ball tipped. Gets out front to Caitlin Huff. Ashinger hustles back, forces the miss on the layup, and the ball going to be knocked out of bounds. They're going to say off of GTRA, as Weiss and Lauren that time were fighting for it, and it's going to be out of bounds off of them. So the Raiders now have it, with 14.1 seconds remaining here in this third quarter. Raiders to inbound on the baseline. Now get it into Carroll. Pressure again. They look at a double team. Carroll picks up the dribble. Gets it off now to Bontrager. Bontrager trying to work it up. Gets it across half court. Goes down to her knee. Down to 3 seconds. And they're going to call her for a travel. She kept her dribble the whole time. I don't know how you get a travel. I don't know how you call the travel. She went down to her knee, but she kept the dribble the whole time. There's no travel there. So that's a missed call. Caitlin Huff going to fire up a 28-footer at the buzzer. It's up no good. And go ahead to the fourth quarter with GTRA on top here by a score of 38-22. Raiders end up with 8 in that quarter, but they give up 18, the most they've given up in a quarter so far this game. Fourth quarter is 1 minute away here on Kick 106.
Take a minute and think about your bank. Who's the first person you think of? That person who knows you and you trust to help you just the way you need it. At Bank Midwest, that's the kind of relationship we have with our customers. Because when it comes to your money, technology is great, but someone you can really talk to is indispensable. If that's what you want in a bank, we're your bank. Bank Mid who? Bank Midwest, the one with the just right banker for you. Member FDIC.
From footings to framing to finish, for farm, home, or commercial, Wallach Lumber Company has been proud to help our communities grow. With 4 convenient locations and one of the largest building material inventories in the area, we are sure to be able to fill all your building needs. From project design and estimating to friendly advice, we can't wait to be part of the process for you. Wall Lake Lumber, with locations in Wall Lake, Lakeview, Motorboat, and Carroll. We're not your grandpa's lumberyard.
Head to the fourth quarter here on Kick 106.7. GTRA on top right now, 38-22. Another near steal ball was tipped to go into the backcourt, picked up by Barrett. She'll step through a double team, brings it ahead. Lob pass now into Gertis above the right block. Ball knocked away. A lot of contact right now. They've let them play all day, and now it's starting to get really physical. Gertis misses the jumper off the left side. Lauren Huff going to come up with a rebound. Out now ahead to Caitlin. Caitlin going to drive in. We've got a big collision, and Jordan Carroll going to take the charge, and that'll be number three on Caitlin Huff. Pretty big clap from some of the ESAC fans that are here. Wendy Veit getting ready to check back in for ESAC County. She'll check in for Barrett. 7.5 to go here in regulation. 38-22 again, GTRA. Bontrager gets it in to Carroll. Carroll works it back over to Bontrager. She'll get it up across half court. Sarah works it now over to the left side. Penetrates down on that left wing. Brings it back up top. Ball knocked away again. Gathers it in. Over to Ashinger, corner three. That one short, and the rebound taken down by Cameron. Cameron will push it ahead. Gets it to the top of the key over to the left side to Weiss. Back up top to Cameron. She's got three threes already today. Three of the four that GTRA's made. She's going to fire up another one. This one is up, no good. And the rebound batted around, and it's going to be Gertis coming up with it. It's knocked away. Gertis loses it, and Jordan Carroll is going to grab it on the floor, trying to get a timeout called, but instead gets it off into the hands of Veit. Now off to Eichhorn, and her layup was up and good on the other end. Excuse me, that was Ashinger. So Reese Ashinger with the bucket. That'll make it 38-24. Caitlin Huff over on the left wing. Now to Cameron. Cameron with it. Penetrates in. Kick pass over on the left side to Caitlin. Down to the baseline to Hansen. Hansen guarded out there by Carroll. Picks it up. Lobs it over the head. Lauren Huff saves it, but they're going to say an over and back. They're going to say that she did not get her hands on the ball before her foot touched the line. So ESAC County will have it. 6:22 to go here in the ballgame. 38-24 GTRA with the lead. Raiders need to make a run here. Can't get it back in one possession, but need to chisel away at this. Need to get it down to about 6-8 points with about the 3-minute mark or so. Bite picked up the dribble in a little bit of trouble. We'll get a timeout called by ESAC County. Timeout on the floor. We'll step away, take one with them. Raiders will have two timeouts when we come back in 30 seconds here on Kick 106.7.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Raiders will inbound right in front of their bench. They'll get it to Veit near the half court line. Wendy over to the right side. Ball knocked away as Hansen reaches in and then dives to try and knock it into the backcourt, but it'll go out of bounds off of Hansen. It will be a Raiders of basketball. 6:07 remaining here in the ballgame. 14-point lead right now for GTRA. Sarah Bontrager going to inbound it. They'll cut Veit out through. They get it to her, but it is tipped away by Hansen before she could get a hand on it, and Hansen's going to gather it in on the other end and lay it up and in. That was, again, just pure hustle by GTRA, reading a passing lane and being aggressive, trying to get the ball passed inside from Veit to Gertis, tipped into the hands of Ashinger, now out to Carroll. Jordan Carroll with it, penetrates in, gets herself in the lane, pull-up jumper up, no good, and the rebound taken down by Caitlin. Caitlin will push it ahead. Now works it right side up top to Huff. That's at Cameron. Cameron will drive in out to Caitlin. Left side to Lauren. Again, trying to use the Huff girl's first name so you know which Huff I'm talking about. Cameron gets to the rim off the left side, draws some contact. She's going to head to the free throw line. A good free throw shooter. She is a one of two today. And foul on ESAC County. I think it's going to go on Jordan Carroll. It will, and that is going to be number three on Jordan Carroll, first against the Raiders here in the fourth quarter. Cameron at the line, and the first one bounces around and falls in. She is 2 of 3 at the line today, 89% on the season, so more than likely she'll make this second one. A 17-point lead is the largest lead of the game right now for GTRA. on the way up in good. The lead 18. And again, East Sac County. Around in this. Bontragard in on the. According in for Ashinger. Carroll brings it up, picks up the dribble over to Bear. Double team comes, they'll trap her. She does hit the fight now to Bontrager, three on the way up. In and out, no good. Rebound that's loose. All the force it up is Caitlin. Nice catch, drives in. Bump foul going to go on Jordan Carroll. That'll be number four on Jordan Carroll. Team's on number. Tori Hauser up off of the bench. This is one of those tough ones for East Sac County. I think they're good for Caitlin Huff, but playing shots the ball to stay in games, and then eventually, you know, there's just been a few too many turnovers that have led to more opportunities. Caitlin Huff misses the first, makes the second. And all of a sudden, what's been a tight game really until midway through the third has opened up. It's a 19-point game. Wear it with it. Now tries to feed it to Hauser. Hauser thought it was going to Bontrager. Bontrager thought it was going to Hauser. It ends up going between the two girls and bounding out of bounds, and it'll be tight in basketball. Caitlin Huff will bring it up. Raiders stay in their 2-3 zone. Over to Cameron, back to Caitlin. Caitlin back over to Cameron. Cameron penetrates into the left elbow, up top to Caitlin. Caitlin now to Lauren on the left wing. Lauren drives in, Conlon cuts baseline. Instead, they go on the wing to Caitlin. Shot clock down to 15. Cameron with it out high, right side top of the key, back over to Caitlin. Caitlin with it over to Lauren on the left side. Lauren tries to drive down the right side, cut off, looks for the backdoor cut. Bontrager with her fourth steal, but just the first here in the second half. She'll get it up across half court, penetrates down the left side, looks to kick it out. Had the ball knocked away. You can hear the slap up here. Lauren Huff going to come up with the steal. She'll push it ahead, drives in, comes fast down to Conlon on the baseline, out to Caitlin, up top to Cameron. 4:05 to go here in the ballgame. Lauren's three, it's going to be short. It'll bound out of bounds. It'll be Raider basketball. Brooke Burns making her first appearance here today. She'll check in for Wendy Veit. Lauren will check out as Hansen checks back in for GTRA. Titans have led throughout. We were tied once. That came back at 12-12 off of a bucket from Sarah Bontrager. It was a 20-14 game at the halftime. Misak had opened up that second quarter on a 5-0 run after falling down and being down 12-7. They came back and tied it. So technically a 7-0 run between the end of the first and the beginning of the second quarter. Barrett drives in, ball knocked away, gathers it back in, now drives in, and we're going to get a reach-in foul going to go on GTRA. That's going to go on Hansen. That'll be number two on her, second against the Titans here in the fourth quarter. Raiders will inbound on the baseline. They'll put three across the free throw line. Now they'll put one on each elbow and two at the free throw line. They go and get it in now to Barrett over on the right side, looking for Eichhorn cutting down through. They'll find her. Kick out past to Burns over to Bontrager. Penetrates down. Three-point shot from the corner up. No good off the left side. Rebound to Cameron. Cameron runs it up the right side. Penetrates down on the right side. Gets it over into the corner. The three on the way up. No good. Weak side rebound taken down by Hauser, her third. Long pass from Barrett now over to Bontrager. Open for three. Left wing up. Good. Sarah Bontrager with her second three here today. The Raiders pull back in within 16 at 43-27. There's 3 minutes left in this one. The Raiders with 3-3. Sarah with two of them. Cameron up top over now into the hands of Hansen. She'll drive in. Tries a tough bounce pass in traffic. They'll gather it in, but Barrett jumps the passing lane on the kick out. She'll come up with her first deal. She's out on the break. Drives in. Ball going to be stripped away. Cameron will come up with it. Now looking to run. Hauser back defensively, but Cameron did a nice job of starting left and came back right. Misses the layup, gets her own rebound. Put back up, no good. And a whistle and a foul going to go against the Raiders. I think that one's going to be on Hauser. Nope. They're going to put it against Eichhorn. That's going to be number three on Eichhorn. Free throw coming up here for Cameron Huff. 3 of 4 today. Mr. First now hit three in a row but misses that one. Weiss will check back into the ballgame. Also coming in is Lauren. This is Shea Johnson, the 5'4 freshman who had come in but for a short period of time checks back out. Second free throw is up and good from Cameron. And the lead is 17 at 44-27. Eichhorn gets it up across half quarter. Hauser, for Eastack County. Off now to Barrett. Barrett penetrates in. Dump pass underneath to Eichhorn. Ball over her fingertips. Turnover. Another one for the Raiders. They're probably up around 20 turnovers today. That'll be something that Coach Dietrich will not be happy about. They've done a nice job of limiting those. They are at 17 a game, but they're going to be above that number today. And what that does is it limits your amount of possessions. Cameron Huff, three off the left side. It's up no good. Rebound tipped around. It's still loose on the floor. Scotty Eichhorn will pick it up. That's going to be her eighth. Off now to Brooke Burns. Burns, somebody was yelling wolf because they had somebody coming behind her. Over now to Barrett. Kick pass to Eichhorn down on the block. Right off the right block. Shot is up no good. Rebound taken out of there by Hanson. Ahead to Caitlin. Caitlin off the right wing. Drives in the lane. Got away with a push-up. Shot up no good. And the rebound taken down by Scotty Eichhorn. And now we're going to get a whistle to foul going to go in the backcourt. Well, that's going to go on at Lauren Huff. So Lauren Huff will pick up her second. Jordan Carroll into the ballgame for Tori Hauser. Each team with three fouls here in this quarter. Minute 50 to go in the game. 44-27. GTRA with the lead. The win will move them to 18-1 and 9-1 in the league. They've got Newell Fonda on the road Tuesday. Esack County. They're at Pocahontas Tuesday as well. This loss will drop them to 8-10 overall, but 5. This is a non-conference, so it won't count in the conference case. They'll start at 5-4. Barrett up across half court. Looks for a backdoor cut, nothing there. Now Carroll pops out, catches it here on the left wing. Attacks near the Raider base. Bench gets it in on the baseline to Eichhorn. Out to Barrett, three on the way up, no good. And the rebound taken down by Cameron. Cameron going to look to push, kick out pass over to the right side, and we're going to get a travel on Cameron. And the turnover will give it back over now to Esack County. Trailing official said to Cameron, and she did, drug the pivot foot. There was some contact in there. I think she was expecting a call. Esack was expecting a foul on Cameron because she led with the push-up. Sorry, however, Jordan Carroll now drives it down. Nice little hesitation move to let the defense fly by. That's her second bucket of the ballgame. 44-29 now in favor of GTRA. Just over a minute to go here in the game. And Coach Dietrich and one of the girls expected to join us at halftime of the boys' game. Eichhorn coming up with a steal. Barrett's going to bring it ahead. Kick pass to Eichhorn, knocked away by Weiss, who brought a bounce off the Titans. It'll be Raider basketball. Conlon and Johnson check back in. As Hanson checks out, as does Cameron Huff for GTRA. 52.3 seconds remaining. We'll have our Mackey Motors tailgate following the game. Our Culver's player of the game again announced in that Mackey Motors tailgate. And bounce pass comes to Burns up top now. They work it to Barrett. Barrett will back it out. Looks to penetrate down the left side. Pull up jumper just inside the elbow. Shot in and out, no good. Long rebound tipped out into the hands of Bontrager. Back over to Burns on the left wing. Burns to Carroll. Carroll comes left and then right. Now the ball knocked away as getting in there to tip it away was Johnson. And again, we get players, several players from each team diving on the floor to get a Bontrager and Lauren up, the first two on the ground. And the Titans could hold and run the clock out here, 30.3 seconds to go, and they're up by 15. So they don't need a shot. I don't think Eastern County will foul in this situation. So GTR are able to go to the four corners, and they'll pick up what looks like it's going to be a 44-29 victory here today, as long as Eastern doesn't foul. Burton Burns did try to reach in and come up with the steal. Caitlin Huff gets it over now to Weiss. Some of the Titan fans beginning to clap. Lauren Huff with it. Picks up the dribble. 1 second remaining. Our final here, 44-29 in favor of it, GTRA. Then they move to 18-1. Raiders will fall to 8-10. Our Mackey Motors tailgate coming up next right here on Kick 106.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Did you know if you experience a sports injury, Loring Hospital in Sac City has an experienced team that can get you back in the game? With the team approach at Loring Hospital, our physical therapists can provide you the one-on-one personalized rehabilitation you may need. At Loring Hospital, we help athletes of all ages be the safest and best they can be. For more information, call Loring Hospital in Sac City at 712-662-7105. Loring Hospital, extraordinary care right here.
Jacobson Seed, family owned and operated for more than 85 years. But why is it important for you to do business with a family owned seed company? At Jacobson Seed, we are proud of our family owned heritage. Our commitment goes beyond just selling seed. It's about cultivating relationships and sharing our passion for growth. It's about treating you like a member of our family. Our roots run deep with generations of knowledge and expertise that we pour into every seed we sell. Jacobson Seed, your American veteran, family owned seed company.
Friday Night Lights, Small Town Pride, and the power you can count on. Just like your hometown team at Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative, they're proud to support our local athletes and the communities that we call home. From keeping the lights on to cheering in the stands, we're always on your team. Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative is a proud sponsor of all area athletes and sports. Raccoon Valley Electric, powering what matters most. Tonight's game is brought to you by Corn Belt Telephone, keeping our teams connected since 1961. They don't just connect your internet, they connect our whole community. Corn Belt is right there on the sidelines with you. And they're way more than just your telecommunications provider. They're your neighbor, living, cheering, and growing alongside you game after game. So when you see Corn Belt Telephone's logo or hear their name on the air, know it's your community talking. Because at Corn Belt Telephone, connection is more than just service. It's commitment.
Recover, restore, and perform at your best with Stewart Memorial's physical therapy team. Our skilled therapists provide personalized care using advanced techniques, including pelvic health, lymphedema management, dry needling, vertigo treatment, radial pulse therapy, and neurorehabilitation. Whatever your goal, our team is here to help you reach it. Learn more at stewartmemorial.org.
Choose excellence. Choose Stewart Memorial Community Hospital.
Mackey Motors at Tailgate, brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive it. Mackey Motors in Lake City, check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. Jeff Langford with you here today. It's East Sac County girls falling in the first game of our doubleheader of basketball today, 44-29. Third quarter, really the difference in this one. Raiders down 12-7 at the end of the first quarter, tied the game at 12 apiece early in the second quarter, trailed 20-14. At the halftime, but outscored 18-8 in that third quarter. Struggled from the floor. I thought they did a nice job, even though they had too many turnovers in the half court. They did a nice job of getting, for the most part, open looks, especially from the perimeter and the wing and the baseline. Just couldn't get those shots to fall here today. So that made it really tough on them. If they'd have shot better, and that's always the case, but if they'd have just knocked down some of the open looks today, I think they'd have had a chance to really be in this one. But 18-8 in that third quarter, they trailed at 38-22 heading into the fourth quarter. They would fall down by as many as 18 here in this game, actually 19 at 43-24. But again, just kept up battling to try and get back into this one, but fall in this game here today. But they did a nice job on the boards, probably a better job in the first half than the second half. I think that was a point of emphasis for Coach Lukasoff and the GTRA girls going into that halftime. Let's take a quick look at our numbers here. We've got to name our Culver's player of the game, and then I've got to go down and talk to the boys' coaches and get lineups and pronunciations. for GT, ESAC County. Chloe Barrett, 5 points, five rebounds, three assists, and a steal. Sarah Bontrager, 12 points to go with a rebound and assist and four steals. Jordan Carroll, 4 points to go with three rebounds. It was Reese Ashinger with 4 points. Miranda Gertis, 2 points to go with seven rebounds and a steal. Wendy Veit in the ballgame finished with 2 points to go with six rebounds. Scotty Eichhorn had nine rebounds and a steal. And Torrey Hauser with 4 points and an assist. The Raiders just two of two from the free throw line. For GTRA, Cameron Hoff with 15, Addison Hansen with 15, you had Maya Weiss with 2, Caitlin Hoff with 10, and Lauren Hoff with 2 here today. They go 8 of 13 from the free throw line. Time to announce our Culver's player of the game. Again, Culver's is celebrating 41 years in business, 13 of those years in Carol Culver's. Welcome to Delicious. Not an easy choice here today. Several of the Raiders played pretty well. None of them really had kind of that dominant, outstanding game. Even though she didn't score today, I'm going to go with Scotty Eichhorn as my player of the game here today, my Culver's player of the game. I thought she did a really nice job defensively, did a really nice job on the glass as well. So Scotty Eichhorn is our Culver's player of the game. FM show again brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. Jeff Blankman joined right now by Josh Dietrich, the head coach for the ESAC girls. They fall earlier today, 44-29 up here at GTRA. Josh, you and I were just kind of talking. I thought you had some good looks today. It was just one of those days that the ball didn't go in the hole a whole lot. The defense, I think, you know, you give up 44, gives you a chance to win a game.
Yep, absolutely. That's what I told the girls, too. You know, we played really good defense. We forced them to a lot of tough shots, and they weren't really hitting their shots in the first half either. That's why we're only down six at half. You know, we got good looks on offense, too. I give the GTRA props. They played tight pressure defense on us, kind of forced us to one side of the floor. Didn't get the reversals that we need to really get the movement in the second half, but overall pleased with our defense today.
Even though I thought you executed pretty well in the half court to get those shots, the turnovers probably in the half court sets probably the one thing that you're going to point out in that offensive set in the first half and in the game.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's what I told the girls after the game. Like, you know, we played great defense, forced tough shots, got rebounds, but, you know, we just gave it right back. I think our unofficial tally, we had 30 turnovers. You know, that can't happen in a game like this. You know, if we cut that down in at least half, right, you know, we'd probably get another 10, 15 points, and we're right there at the end.
Yeah, that's double pretty much what you guys average, mm-hmm. So that's, I'm sure, disappointing. What did you see on the backboards? Because I thought in the first half you guys really dominated between Miranda and Scotty and Wendy as well. I think you guys dominated the boards early.
Yeah, we did a really good job. That's our point of emphasis now. We're trying to just get more physical on box outs, owning the glass. You know, we've done a really good job rebounding this year. I thought today we did that as well.
Third quarter, outscored 18-8. That really did difference in the game. Did they do anything different coming out of the locker room?
I think the biggest thing they did was just they just forced us to one side of the floor. You know, they're a great pressure defensive team anyways. They took an even extra step that second half, forcing us to one side, whether it was Wendy, bring it down on the right side. They kept it to the right side. They overplayed a lot, really forcing the ball to one side. They overplayed Sarah, too, trying to deny her, and it was tough for her to try and get open as well. So,
got to bounce back. Pocahontas now on the road Tuesday. What are you looking at with them?
You know, it's another opportunity for us to get better. You know, Pocahontas, they're a good team. They've lost a few games they really shouldn't have here within the past couple of weeks. Great opportunity for us to get better. Another winnable game for us. You know, they're sitting right just a tad over 500. I think they're 9-6, maybe somewhere around there. So we just got to come ready to work on Monday and get ready to go for Tuesday.
Well, I appreciate you joining us here. Good to see you.
Yep, absolutely.
And best of luck on Tuesday. Josh Dietrich, again, you're joining us here. We've got Jordan Carroll making her way over here, and she's going to move into the post-game area here. And, Jordan, how you doing today?
Good.
Good. You can have a seat if you'd like to. So great effort for you and the girls again today. Just one of those days where the shots just didn't kind of go. How frustrating is that for a team that's so good defensively to have those days sometimes where the shots don't fall?
Pretty frustrating because you try your best on the defensive side, and then you get down to the offensive side and just nothing's working.
You were able to get a couple of dribble drives there in the second half. Kind of take me through, because you don't look to shoot a lot. So when you decide it's kind of time to score, what's kind of going through your mind?
Mainly if they're giving me the open lane and the positioning on my post, because if the lane's open, I feel like I have good enough confidence that I can beat the girl to the rim. It's just
right.
a matter of the lane's open, if our big's on the opposite side or not.
How did you feel like you girls executed the offense today in the half-court set?
Not the best. We turned the ball over too many times. They gave us every opportunity to score and kick,
right.
and we should have screened up on our top girl, but they were just applying pretty good ball pressure,
right.
and we don't handle it the best as well as we should.
I thought you handled their full-court pressure, though, really well.
Yeah,
today.
We did. We broke their press very easily. It's just when we got in the half-court sets is where we struggled more.
Talk about the defense. Did you only give up 44? And to me, that's enough of a defensive effort. A lot of times to win you games if the shots are going in. So how good was your defense today?
I think it was honestly pretty good. We applied good ball pressure. We knew they had two shooters, 0 and 21, so we
right.
knew we had to fly out on them right away. We lost them a few times, and they got a few, like, one too many feel-good open looks. But I think our defense flew around, and we got good tips on their high post because they forced it too much.
We're getting here late in the regular season. Postseason announcements are going to be coming out next week, preparing. So what's going through your mind with this team and where you guys are at right now?
This team is an amazing team. I love them so much. It's my senior year. I want to play one more time on my home court.
Right.
So I want to get seated good enough to get a home playoff round the first time. Even if we don't, I feel like our team, as long as we click together that night, we can go really far.
Pocahontas now on Tuesday. I know you know those girls well. So what do you got to do to go back over there and get a win?
We need to not dribble into their trap, because that's what we did last time, and we just drove right into their trap. We knew they were going to do it, but we did it over and over. So we just need to focus more on our half-court offense, and I think we'll be able to be fine with them.
Well, I tell you what, great job. Always good to see you. And I tell you what, I like watching you play, because you hustle and play so hard on the defensive end, and you have that kind of that dog mentality that you go out there and you play so hard. So I appreciate you coming up and chatting with us.
Thank you.
You bet. Jordan Carroll joining us.